Proclamation number 6685 of 6th of November, 1956. Love, power, effect and resistance. How often have I assured you humans of my love, which will never cease? And many times already I have given you the evidence of my love by addressing you like a father addresses his children. And again I will speak to you because my love never ceases and because my love wants to give to you what you humans still lack on earth, light and strength. For I take pity on your weakness and lack of light, which you have caused yourselves. And therefore I come to you again and again to help you out of this state of lightlessness and lack of strength. And I first turn to my children, to those who opened their hearts and ears and listened to me when I speak to them, to those whose souls hunger and thirst for food and drink. I administer unmeasured delicious gifts to them. I satisfy them and give to them so abundantly that they can now also distribute the bread of heaven to their fellow human beings to whom I myself cannot yet find access, who still keep their heart's door closed to me myself, and whom I myself therefore cannot yet address. Because my love never ends, the care for my living creations will also never end. No human being on earth and no soul in the kingdom of the beyond will be excluded from this care of mine, for if I were to merely abandon a single being it would also have ceased to exist, because it is my strength of love which sustains everything. What I therefore love I will not let perish either. But my love forbids all coercion. This is an irrevocable law, otherwise truly no being would be in an unhappy state anymore. And therefore my love will only be effective where it finds no resistance, whereas it remains ineffective towards all resistance. Only when you humans know about this principle of divine order will it be understandable to you why you are able to ascertain so little effect of the strength of love and why chaos emerges so sharply both earthly and spiritually. Humanity resists me and I cannot touch it with my strength of love against its will. Nevertheless, I have not withdrawn my eye from it. I look down on it full of mercy in order to always let sparks of light of my love flash where I recognize a weakening of resistance. But I don't force people to accept the strength of love, I don't force my love upon them, although it applies to all these unhappy souls. But where it is possible to influence them I also direct my immense streams of grace. I will always and constantly convey my word to earth, for loving children's hearts beat towards me everywhere, which I can fill with my flow of strength of love and which are willing to pass it on to wherever a heart opens up. And I am present to all who remember me, who turn their will, their love and their desire towards me, whom I can count as my own. Because I no longer find any resistance with them, because I can speak to them and draw them ever more firmly to me and make them happy the more intimately they devote themselves to me. And my love can become effective in them. I can give them such visible signs of my love that they overflow with gratitude and bliss. But I must restrain myself where I still encounter resistance in order not to force my creations, which were created in freedom and perfection, which my unlimited strength of love let arise. Love does not tolerate coercion. And where it is resisted there are also all signs of the activity of the one who is without love. Just as love gives strength and light, freedom and bliss, so will powerlessness, darkness, bondage and unhappiness be the effects of unkindness, the signs that my adversary rules there. who still drives my creations to resist me. But my creature's will determines this itself, and I can only help it when it gives up its resistance itself. But my love never ceases. It woos and entices, it gives and makes happy, it seeks to bring salvation and to redeem from the night of death. And my love will also be victorious one day, and all my creatures will be blissfully happy in light and strength and freedom. All my creatures will one day recognize their Father in me, to whom they will give themselves forever, from whom they will never want to part. Amen.